Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Attorney General moves to investigate, quote, voting irregularities. Some Republicans push President Trump to run again. Researchers say a COVID vaccine will be available by early next year. Half of Americans still plan on traveling for the holidays. Gas prices dropped to the lowest level in 15 years. Also ahead, we'll do the math in the swing states. But first, Attorney General Bill Barr giving the green light to election investigations in the battleground states. The Department of Justice informing local governments they have until December 8th to resolve any irregularities or disputes. The Trump campaign claiming voter fraud in Democratic-run areas. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham encouraging Mr. Trump to run for the White House in 2024 should his legal challenges fail. The Republican telling members of the party, quote, "We can't let the movement die," unquote. Only President Grover Cleveland served two non-consecutive terms. He is officially listed as the country's 22nd and 24th president. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer saying its COVID vaccine may be available soon. The new treatment has a 90% success rate in stopping the virus, according to the company. The pandemic hammering the USA right now, with more than 100,000 new infections every day. More than half of Americans say they will keep their travel plans this holiday season. A new survey from TripAdvisor says 56% of adults will visit family and friends in the weeks to come. 8 in 10 still refuse to fly, however, until a vaccine is produced. A quarter are still jittery about staying overnight in a hotel. Gas prices across the USA now at the lowest level since 2004. The national average stands at $2.10 per gallon. The highest ever recorded was $4 a gallon back in 2008. Now, if you plan on hitting the road this Thanksgiving, try to fill up the tank in Texas if you're close. It's really not worth a drive from Minnesota, but if you're close, Texas gas will cost you $1.50 a gallon. Avoid California. Prices there are twice as high as the Lone Star State. In a moment, the huge difference in vote count after Election Day. Wait till you hear this. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, doing the math in the presidential election. Please consider this. On election night in Pennsylvania, the vote tally was Donald Trump 52%, Joe Biden 44%. 1 week later, Donald Trump 49%, Joe Biden 50%. In Michigan, on election night, Donald Trump 54%, Joe Biden 44%. 1 week later, Trump 48, Biden 51. In Georgia, election night, Trump 53, Biden 45. 1 week later, Trump 49, Biden 49.5, and still counting. So what the deuce happened? Mail-in ballots happened. But did they really break for Biden that big? That is the root of the current controversy, one which the FBI is now investigating. Now, Joe Biden believes he won the race handily. The media has deemed him president-elect. No official body has done that, just the media. And Mr. Biden ran with it, as any candidate would. Gave a speech saying he's going to unite everybody to give him a chance, all of that. So Biden is in the strong position here. President Trump also said he won on election night, which was true at that moment. But then, of course, he was overwhelmed by mail-in ballots, the president refusing to concede. His administration believes there was cheating. Now the FBI, as I mentioned, is investigating. But it would take a lot for a court to intervene. Federal judges don't like to be election deciders, even at the Supreme Court level. But some votes upon examination will be thrown out. And in states like Arizona, where it's still razor thin, that could matter. In Pennsylvania right now, the vote difference is 45,000 Biden ahead. That's not a lot of votes. However, to throw out 45,000 votes because some of them are invalid, that's a lot. In Michigan, it's a whopping 129,000 votes separating Joe Biden from Donald Trump. In Georgia, just 12,000 votes. And that state will recount. Now there, Donald Trump has a chance. Also in Arizona, less than 15,000 votes separate the leader Biden from the president. And they're still counting in Arizona. As Yogi Berra once said, it's not over till it's over. But Yogi voted in person. This year, mail-in ballots turned the entire election around. Was it honest? I don't think we're ever going to know. I don't think that Donald Trump is going to have enough to become the next president. It will be Joe Biden unless the FBI finds a catastrophe. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. President Trump's legal team now challenging the 2020 election in at least four states: Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. While Joe Biden and his party pushed to formalize the results, many Democrats are reminded of a brutal court battle exactly 20 years ago that ultimately sent a Republican to the White House: Bush versus Gore and the infamous Hanging Chads in Florida. On November 7th in the year 2000, the networks called Florida for Al Gore. A few hours later, they took it back, claiming George W. Bush won the Sunshine State. Gore called Bush the Younger to concede. A few hours later, the networks reversed the decision again, and Gore rescinded his concession. The razor-tight margin required a mandatory recount in the entire state of Florida, which sparked a meltdown. Counting machines rejected thousands of ballots due to technical malfunctions, or because voters failed to puncture the mark next to their chosen candidate, leaving only a partially perforated ballot, a hanging chad. Many claimed they intended to vote for the Democrat, Gore, but their support was accidentally thrown to a third-party candidate, Pat Buchanan. 3 weeks later, Florida declared George W. Bush, the winner, by just 500 votes, the Gore campaign sued in federal court. On December 12th, the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in for the first time ever in a presidential race. In a landmark decision, 7 of the 9 justices rejected Florida's recount, shutting the door on Al Gore's quest for the presidency. 6 days later, George W. Bush officially declared president-elect of the United States. And here's something else you might not know. If you think Al Gore versus George Bush was the closest election in U.S. history, you're wrong. In 1876, Republican candidate Rutherford Hayes narrowly beat Democrat Samuel Tilden by 1 electoral vote, 185 to 184. Tilden won the popular vote by 300,000. Small solace, as Samuel Tilden has vanished from history. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.